Snopes, Facebook's new fact checkers, include a former hooker and a porn star, plus a dominatrix? Since Facebook has hired Snopes.com as one of their new fact checkers to put an end to the spread of fake news, which, by the way, they have created across Facebook, wouldn't this be a great time to meet the folks behind Snopes? So fasten your seatbelts for this one. How many times have you been talking to someone who rebutted something you said with a comment like, but Snopes.com said that isn't true, or something to that effect? As if Snopes.com somehow is an authority on anything. For folks to rely so heavily on what Snopes.com says, I can't help but wonder how many people think Snopes.com consists of several floors in a Manhattan skyrise with dozens of employees working tirelessly around the clock to fact check everything that runs counter to the lawless ideology. Well, as you're about to learn, nothing could be further from the truth. According to independent investigative journalist and former U.S. Navy officer and NSA employee Wayne Madsen, the fact check website Snopes.com is a CIA operation. Now, thanks to a report by the UK's Daily Mail, we know Snopes not only peddles CIA propaganda, but it's also a sleazy outfit run by an embezzler, a former hooker porn star, plus a dominatrix? Reporting for Daily Mail, December 21st, 2016, Alana Goodman points out that Snopes.com will benefit from Facebook using the site as an arbiter to decide differences of truth by determining what's fake news. Now a DailyMail.com investigation has exposed Snopes.com's sleazy underbelly. Number one, owner is an embezzler. Owner and CEO David Michelson is accused by his former wife and Snopes co-founder, Barbara Michelson, of embezzlement using company money for prostitutes. The Michelsons founded Snopes in 1995, and in 2015 their marriage ended in divorce, but both stayed on as co-owners of Snopes, which is registered under its legal name of Bardav Incorporated and were its sole board members. In the time since the couple split, David has run the company's day-to-day operations and authored a number of Snope fact checks. And despite their divorce, the Michelsons are embroiled in a bitter and lengthy legal dispute, accusing each other of financial improprieties. Barbara accuses David of embezzlement and boondoggling, tax arrangements. David says Barbara took millions from their joint accounts and bought property in Las Vegas. In court filings, Barbara, 57, accused David, 56, of raiding the corporate business Bardav Bank account for his personal use and attorney's fees without consulting her, embezzling $98,000 from the company over the course of 4 years, which he expended upon himself and the prostitutes he hired, embezzling nearly $10,000 from their business accounts between April and June of 2016 to pay for trips for him and his girlfriend, a 24-day personal vacation in India this year, and his girlfriend's plane ticket to Buenos Aires. David and his attorneys countered the India visit with a legitimate business trip for setting up a fact-checking website in India and to get a sense of the culture. He said he went to Buenos Aires to attend an international fact-checking conference. Number two, Snopes administrator is a hooker. Snopes administrator assistant is Alyssa Young, 47, whom David Michelson married in Washington State. Young is a longtime escort, a euphemism for call girl or prostitute, and porn star who has worked for decades under the name of Erin O'Brien. Although Young lists her job as an administrative assistant at Snopes on LinkedIn, her escort websites and Twitter accounts still appear to be active. Online reviews suggest that she was working in Las Vegas as an escort as recently as March of 2015. On her escort website, Young calls herself an elite and discreet companion who understands that while pleasure and passion may be explored in the bedroom, it's hardly the only place. I only accept a very limited number of new lovers because I'm only seeking long-term engagements. For those long-term engagements, Young requests donations for my time, companionship, and entertainment, non-negotiable rates of $1,200 for a minimum of 4 hours and
$5,000. How is God glorified in us and we in him by his grace? What does this grace work in us? True holiness? Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him? By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ? How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles? To abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews? And to establish his own righteousness? What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You shouldn't rock the boat."
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, they are again making things up. Gosh, it's just stuff you can't make up. Folks, we're talking about when the world spins backwards. Read Isaiah 59:14. I mean, that's exactly what we're seeing. And it shouldn't be going backwards. We shouldn't be allowed to, we shouldn't be standing back and allowing corruption to turn the world backwards. We should be standing up and pushing it the direction that it needs to be going. And it reminds me of the book of Acts when Jason's house was accused of turning the world upside down when they were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, when in fact they were turning the world right side up, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And that's the direction we should be going. But folks, they are again making things up, modifying things, revising and creating diagnosis and covering up their crimes against humanity in hopes that you are as stupid as they wish you to be. What am I talking about? Oh my goodness, friends, all day long. I'm seeing more of this. Yesterday, I seen a whole load of this. The day before, I seen a whole load of this. The day before, I seen a whole load of this. People are dying in droves, people, from the experimental jabs that the American people have completely forgotten about. Out of sight, out of mind. And I want to tell you something. The powers that are tolerated love the fact that the people remain ignorant. And they love the fact that they're so easily led about by the dangling carrot of the mainstream media and the CIA-controlled narrative through the Mockingbird media. Oh, they love it. They absolutely love it. I'm highlighting this because, again, this is one of those issues that hasn't been dealt with, and they're going ahead and they're reloading, per se, metaphorically speaking, friends, they're reloading for another crisis that they're going to create. And why is that? Because the people didn't deal with the last crisis that they created and that they know that they created. That was a complete scam and a complete fraud. But in the meantime, young people, middle-aged people, old people are dying all day long from the experimental jabs. I did an article not too long ago called "Too Many People Are Dying and They Cannot Conceal the Truth Any Longer."
the conspirators, because that's what they are, Jeremiah 11:9, are now attempting to rewrite the narrative. Every time it starts getting hot, every time the American people rise up on an issue, you know what they do is they change the name. They change the plan. They change the protocol. They change the method. You get the point. I mean, I remember when they were pushing, let me just give you an example. I remember when they were pushing Obamacare. And I don't know if people realize this or not, but it started under Romney, who was put up as one of those little puppets, a clown in the circus of politics, when he was running against Barack, right, as if to suggest that they were enemies, but they were, in fact, both pushing the same agenda. But Obamacare started out as Romney Care. I don't know if you're aware of that. Then when people became aware of what it was all about, it went from Romney Care to then Obamacare. And then when Donald Trump got into office, speaking of which, this scoundrel, interestingly enough, they changed it to the American Health Care Act. So what happens is once people start to catch on to what's going on, they just change the name. Or what they'll do is they'll throw some more smoke and mirrors in there. They'll create another crisis. They'll use all of their controlled operatives, their media influencers that are bought and paid for to distract the people, because that's what their job is in the first place. Never any resolve. You know what I'm talking about. But again, let me now go back to this point that I want to make here, because what's happening is too many people are dying and they can't conceal the truth any longer. And again, the conspirators are now again attempting to rewrite the narrative because people are awakening to the fact that they committed a fraud and a genocide against the people on a worldwide basis. Hence, if you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, you're going to see right there what I'm talking about. That is one of 17 million people that have been murdered by your said representative government, right? These are the ones that said it was all about your health, that what illegally sanctioned the murder of innocent babies in the womb, and the people still went along with it. Well, we have one of our friends over at, and I don't know a lot about him, but what I do see of him, I actually like the content that he's giving unto us. In America, concerning the truth of the matter, at least concerning this topic. And I'm going to go ahead and let it play it out for you, because what he's going to do is he's going to show you that the whole plandemic was a fraud. But we had Dr. Tenpenny, we had several doctors on during the plandemic to tell you that it was a complete fraud. But don't listen to me, listen to them.
In order to inject 5.5 billion people with what he says was an intentionally dangerous substance, 17 million of whom have died so far, he says, after having received it. Watch.
There has not been a pandemic. Dennis Rancourt's data shows that the all-cause mortality evidence data did not increase at all in the run-up to the declaration, fraudulently, by WHO of a pandemic. There is no public health emergency except that created by our governments. And then what happened was, in three different ways, people were treated badly through changed medical procedures that were imposed above the level of nation, briefly, mass ventilation of people inappropriately in hospitals that led
to which killed 80% of the people that had ventilators.
In care homes, many people were given sedatives and respiratory depressants.
Remdesivir.
Their deaths. My PhD was specifically in that area of opiates and respiratory depression. And in the community, people were denied life-saving antibiotics and died of bacterial pneumonia. There's your pandemic. There is no other pandemic.
Okay, so he said there's your pandemic. There is no other pandemic. And the pandemic, he said, was created by the governments. And where did it start, America? Right in the people's White House. Operation Warp Speed. Do you remember all of that, friends? Remember Donald comes out and tells us, you know, I've saved millions and millions of lives. Well, folks, I got fruit to show you just the exact opposite. Speaking of which, let me ask you this, because there's this Trump derangement out there, and that's really what it is. See, the deranged idolaters, they love Donald so much that when he goes against something he said he would do, I said something that he said he would do, or against the principles of the people, you know, those that claim to be Christians. You know, what's interesting about these Trump deranged individuals is instead of confronting him, what they do is they change their mind and their principles to then accommodate him and his crimes. What is the definition of that? Read Acts 12:22. It's idolatry, friends, and it's nothing new under the sun in any sense of the word. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. That website's got a facelift, brand new. Sons of Liberty Media.com. All of our articles over there. Before it's news.com. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spalding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
.com. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We're not to commend ourselves by the standard of others. That's foolishness, the Bible tells us. No, Christ is the standard. The lawgiver is the standard, and that's what he did. He came to magnify the law, not to abrogate it, Matthew 5:17. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I wanted to show you this, too, because I'm just kind of showing you how we need to turn the world the direction that it's supposed to go rather than going backwards, okay? And I don't know what's going on out there right now, but I just looked down and I just thought, boy, is the topic of today too heavy for the people? I mean, these hippies of the day, you know, back in the 70s and the 60s and the 50s, man, that's real heavy, this stuff that you're sharing with us. I know, but what's crazy about it is I'm not talking about a third world countries or country like back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. Now I'm talking about what's going on in your own backyard. Speaking of which, I wanted to show this to you. Because this guy, he had something important to say. You ever notice that when you speak out against the gay agenda, it's not working anymore, but this is how they started out with it. Remember back in the early 2000s, they put themselves in the position of the victim, when in fact they weren't the victim. They were the ones trying to make a prey of those that they meant to be the victims, right? Right. They accuse others of what they're guilty of. You know how I talk about this and cover this, right? Revelation 12:10, read it when you get a moment. But what they do is they accuse the other side of what they're guilty of, right? So now we know, like, for example, when the homosexuals came out, you know, they were the victims. They couldn't help the way that they were born, so on and so forth. That's what they said. Nonsense. We're all born in iniquity. And the message is, you must be born again. That's the message we are giving you. And it starts off with repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That applies to everybody. You don't get a green light. You don't get a special pass. No, that includes you as well. And also remember, during the time that they started to advocate their victimization mentality to the people that somehow or another they couldn't help themselves, remember their slogan was sex before eight, before it was too late. No joke. Okay, but everybody knows that now. But what did they do when you called them out for their crimes? Which are laws in this country condemn? What did they do? They tried to get you to hate the law that exposed their crimes before the Lord. See, the Bible says in Romans 3:24, by the law is the knowledge of sin. So when we were telling you that sodomy, homosexuality, is an abomination in the sight of God, which it is, it's not a sin, it's an abomination. What's interesting is what they did is they got on the offensive and they feebly attempted to train people to believe that when you expose them for their crime, somehow or another, that you're a hater. No, friends, let's put this into perspective. They're the ones that hate the law, that they transgress. 1 John 3:4, that is the definition of transgressing God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. So what they did is they played the victim, and anybody that spoke out against them, they were homophobic. Now the Muslims are right on their trail, and what are they doing? Well, we're finding that they're not over here. They're not seeking out asylum, friends. They're here to conquer, and we see them do nothing but attack the system that afforded them asylum. We see them stealing from the American people. We see them raping. I mean, the list goes on, right? And that's what we see. But what happens when you call them out according to the law and highlighting their crimes that must be condemned and be brought to justice? What do? They say, if you speak out against us, say the Muslims, then what is it? That's Islamophobia. Yep. Okay, so now what is happening is we're seeing where this is coming from, friends. Here's the hornet's nest right here. So now what's happening is if you call out Netanyahu or Donald Trump for his treachery against the American people and his loyalty to that of modern-day Rothschild Israel, then that's anti-Semitism. No. Is that what it is? Hey, folks, I don't care who you are. I don't care what tongue you speak, what ethnicity, what color your skin is. If you're righteous, we judge men according to the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. They are the ones that are continuously promoting this divide and conquer narrative. And we got to become wise to it, friends. Okay? The Lord loves a variation of color. And white people, by the way, just happen to be on the color scale. Just wanted to throw that in there. Okay? But why is it now when you speak out against modern day Israel, now it's anti-Semitism? Oh, and I did share with you about a month ago, if you remember right, friends, I played a video for you that Schindler's List, you know, the movie that they sold to the people and putting the Jews in a position of being the victims again. You need to ask the question as to what sort of Jew were they? Were they Jews of the Lord or were they the Jews of the synagogue of Satan? That's why it's important to make distinction when you deal with issues and call them out for what they are. Okay, or you mean to understand them, make distinction. Schindler's List was a completely fabricated movie. It was fictitious. If you have the book, if you've not seen the video, go online, Google search it. Was Schindler's List the movie? Was it legitimate? Was it real history? You're going to find out that it says right on the first page of the book, it was completely fictitious. It was all made up. So again, the point that I'm making here is now that when you speak out against Rothschild's Israel, man-made Israel, again, the Israel of God is the people, not the land. What do? They call you an anti-Semite. So now we're seeing exactly where this is all coming from, friends. These are the same devils in minions of hell, John 8:44, that Jesus rebuked for who they were. that he was calling them out and saying, you know, you claim to be, but you're not. You're of your father, the devil. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a murderer. He always has been since the beginning of time, right? So that's what he was doing, is calling them out. I don't know what people don't understand about that. It was Jesus taking the time to give you distinction to know who it is that's righteous before God, and those that actually were his and those that weren't his. I mean, read Matthew 25. He makes distinction between what? The sheep and the goat. He makes distinction between what? The wheat and the tares. We're supposed to make distinction, Ezekiel 44:23. We're supposed to righteously judge. John 27, and I'm thinking of 7. Chapter 7. And folks, again, we need to think about what it is that we're standing for and what side of the fence we're on. But again, I want to go over to this anti-Semitism nonsense that's going on, because this guy had a really good perspective, but it's stuff that we have said and regurgitated over here, but it's a good thought, and I want you to hear it.
Like, if you have a problem with any of that, you hate Jews and you are a Nazi. I was like, what? Wait. I don't like my politicians not knowing which country they love more. I don't like being censored for pointing out things that are true. I don't like a foreign country dictating censorship terms and destroying the First Amendment in my country. I don't like being surveilled by drones run out of Israel. I don't like America or Germany's cybersecurity in the hands of Israel. I don't like the sycophantic dedication that American politicians have to Israel when Israel seems ready and willing to pivot to China the moment they don't get what they want from us. Why would we be okay with any of this? And why would opposing this have any bearing on how That's we right. feel about Jewish individuals? It's a ridiculous lie. Anti-Semitism doesn't exist, isn't a real thing. And their outrage and their panic right now is revealing that our peaceful revelation of the scams is having a massive and powerful effect. Like, everything I'm reading. And
okay, folks, so you get what's being said here, right? You understand. Well, I posted that, and of course I got these guys that just, they got so angry about it. You know, they just hate the truth. They're not angry about those that lie. They're not angry about what the media does when it spews forth its propaganda. No, they have a problem with those that tell the truth. They always have. And these are the ones that claim to be the conservatives of the day. Now, interestingly enough, I'd posted this right here, and guess who had actually shared it? None other than MSNBC. Their ratings are so bad, they're lower than a snake's belly, correct? Folks, for those that can't see this, what it is, it's a map of Palestine in 1946. And then it shows the slow transition from Palestine to modern-day Israel under the Rothschilds. Okay, and then it turns from green, Palestine, to Israel, that's what they call it, where it's now dissipating the green and filling in with the yellow, which is now Israel. Then in 1949 to 1967, you see that the Palestine that was originally there is all yellow and there's very, very little green. And now in the present, you have Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and there's just little peppered spots of green, which would be the Palestinians, right? And now it's become modern day Israel. And folks, even when I tell people, even when I tell them that Rothschild, Jacob Rothschild, is the one that said they created it, him and Thomas Herzl from the 1898 era, they still don't want to hear it. Why? Because again, it goes back to this Trump syndrome that I was talking about, that they just go along with whatever Trump says. And like I said, they love him so much that when he goes against something he said he would do or against their principles, then they, what they do, instead of, again, as I said earlier, correct him, they change their mind and their principles to accommodate Donald Trump and his crimes. They're really mentally folks, they are incapable of thinking right. They're irrational. I mean, it's like trying to have a conversation with a dead horse or giving a medicine. You can't really administer that, can you? No, you can't. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Before It's News.com, 281-845-4704. I'm going to go ahead and show this to you, and then we'll pull up the call here. I'm just showing you a visual of Palestine as it transitions to modern-day Israel. Folks, this is how the revisionists work. I mean, if you can't figure out that Netanyahu is a war criminal, then go ahead and believe the nonsense. If you can't listen to what Jacob Rothschild said, that he created modern-day Israel, how do we help you? Folks, I played the videos. Several people are highlighting this. None of the prime ministers are going by their real names, and none of them are from Israel. They have no Hebrew DNA. And yet you want to believe the mainstream media, and your derangement wants to believe because Donald Trump said so. That shows you who you serve, and it is not the God of heaven. But I want you to see this in particular. It's the same image I highlighted during the last segment with MSNBC. And I'm going to go back to the Old Testament map of Palestine. Now, you tell me originally what it was on the map. Palestine. Okay? You should see all these said conservatives saying to me, oh, Bradley, I wish you would do your homework first. I just wish you would do your homework. Here, I want to show this to you on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And this guy right here to, you know, even try to demean it or to diminish the truth of the matter. Well, Palestine always referred to a region near a country or a nation. Then we have Palestine is an area, not a nation, just saying. Okay, well, then I guess history that we have. It must be right then. So what they're trying to do is justify the lie. This guy right here said, you really need to study your history before posting this BS. Boy, that sounds like a Christian, doesn't it? And so what I did is I just took the time and I just posted what I needed to post. I just posted the actual factual map that's always been there that's been completely changed and revised. I mean, just like John Adams said, friends, and listen carefully, there's nothing so false as modern-day history. He's exactly right. It's always revised. Remember, history is written by men who hung heroes. I mean, here, folks, I told you I just got back from Virginia. I was just in Washington, D.C. I was at Arlington Cemetery. Let me just make this point, and I'll take these calls. Nobody respects our fallen more than this boy. Honestly, I come from a military family, as you all the well know. We live in the natural for what they died for, or at least what we've been sold by the modern day revisionists as to what they died for, right? Again, we got to check it. But I want you to understand something, that when I was at Arlington, folks, I heard about all of the people. Because we did a tour. We did a trolley tour. And so we had a commentator commentate at every area of Arlington. And folks, the people that were buried in Arlington had no business being buried in Arlington. When the Bible says that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God, that is exactly what I found. Not in every case. I mean, you had Rumsfeld buried there. You had some presidents buried there. Not so much JFK, not so much his brother RFK. No disrespect meant there where it needs to be applied. But there was other presidents. Taft was buried there. I also believe that Colin Powell was buried there. Folks, just contemplate, just for the names that I gave you, just consider the crimes that they're guilty of, and yet they're buried in that sacred part of the United States of America, and they're sold to the American people as American heroes. They have no business being buried there, friends. They're an abomination. When you go through Washington, D.C., you think of, like, for example, Lyndon Johnson. I mean, he has his own shrine. He has his own streets, as do all the presidents. They have their own airports named after him. I mean, the list goes on. Or what they do is they like to shoot down righteous men, and then they give them a street name as well. Or they'll give them a monument, or they'll give them a museum, as long as it stops the movement of those righteous men that were standing against those that gave them a memorial in the first place. And by the way, that's what the memorial was set for, is to stop the movement of those particular men, such as MLK Jr., okay? But that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God, friends. These people, Rumsfeld, I mean, folks, that man was a devil from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. So was Colin Powell. And so was Cheney. And yet, folks, just to prove the point, because you've seen this most recently, why is the flag at half-mast right now? Because of Dick Cheney. Like he was some sort of honorable man. I have not seen one post where somebody acknowledged that he was honorable outside of the corrupt that memorialize him in a positive light in the halls of government. Nobody. Ginsburg was buried there, friends. Ginsburg was really? Folks, she was a devil. Everything about her was wrong, but they want you to believe that she was what America is all about. When in fact, I say this to America's foreign enemies. I want to say this, that a majority of the people do not go along with the nonsense that the corrupt politicians do. But here comes the foreign enemies asking the question, then why do you put up with them? No, I totally agree. I totally agree 100%. They have no business being there. And again, that's what we're doing on these platforms, is waking the American people up to who we are, not what it is that they want us to be. I got Margie, or Margie, calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Margie?
Hey, Bradley. Say, you made a really good post this morning. You shared it of a woman talking about how in the southern states they're going to be dropping these pellets because there's a rabies is out of control in the animals.
Okay.
Well, 2 points on this. Number one, there is no such thing as rabies. There is no such thing as tetanus. And I have heard this from numerous doctors that have said just a good scrub of a wound, of a bite with soap and water. One of them is a Dr. Morden out of Brooklyn, New York, just for your people to know. He's a surgeon and a physician and has done extensive research on this. They're all, you know, they're again made up vaccines. Initially, the vaccine for rabies is for animals, but in my youth, I got bit by a muskrat and had to do the painful in the stomach shots. I was too young and traumatized to even tell you about it, but so part of their agenda for that is they're killing our food source, as they've poisoned our food source.
Yeah.
You know, everything. And I want to make these hunters mad and make them stand up. Do you want to go out and hunt a deer and then butcher it and feed it to your family when it's full of rabies vaccines? Because that's what they're putting into you. So it's designed to kill our food. And the same pellet that for a 170-pound deer is going to be given to a chipmunk or a rabbit? I mean, these people just don't think about this.
No.
It's towards us to make us sick and to kill our food supply. And it's the same thing with a lot of these diseases. They make them up or they come in the vaccines.
Yep. No, so, you're exactly
all,
right.
Now with our animals, they're all the mRNA vaccines. So.
Yep.
And I just wanted to make that point when you're talking about lies, and there's just the lies go so deep. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah,
so
and the American people are okay with it, Margie. And the fact of the matter is, everybody, and I've said this a million times on the show, everybody knows who the bad guys are. Everybody knows who's responsible for poisoning our food. I just seen recently where, and I got the video, and I'm not going to post it because I don't have time for today's show concerning that content, but a woman gets on the show and she's standing in front of thousands of people, and she's highlighting the fact that corporations in America somehow or another have added over 10,000 chemicals to our food, while in other countries they have 200 to 400. So what's not tolerated in their country is completely tolerated in ours, along with our milk. The list goes on, and I'm just trying to find within myself why it is that they're getting a pass in poisoning our food by the said current administration or any other government representative in this country, and why is it that they're not being held accountable for the crimes that they're obviously committing against the people? That falls to the people, because it shows you that they've been given a free hand to do what they've wanted to do without any consequence, no fear of God, no departing from iniquity. Why? Because the people don't show them the consequence of committing crimes, and that's found in Proverbs 16:6. So it doesn't come as any surprise to me whatsoever. And again, one thing that I've learned a long time ago is you can talk to people until you're blue in the face, but until the Holy Ghost comes in and convicts them of sin to bring about godly repentance, it all goes for naught, said Martin Luther. And it's exactly right, because it's not my job to drag anybody over the top of the hill. It's my job to show people what's going on. And if they want to sit back and do nothing but complain about what they tolerate, well, you know what? They deserve what they get. Rockefeller, for those that didn't know, speaking of what Margie was just talking about, in part, Rockefeller and Carnegie, both guys, both families have been sold to you as good guys, like I was just talking about what's going on at Arlington and what I experienced over a week ago. But Rockefeller and Carnegie hired Flexner in 1910 to petition Congress, your representatives, that natural medicine was quackery and should be banned. Okay? His persuasion worked, resulting in the removal of holistic healing practices from medical education and replacing it with what? Allopathic medicine, drugs, radiation, surgery, which kills you, right? This is why modern medicine and medical doctors can't cure you and don't know how to because they don't want to. Folks, a cured patient is a loss of profit. And this is how these devils think. No joke. Read Luke 8:43 when you get time. Jesus Christ still is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm thinking of Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Either he is our Lord or he is not. Either he is our Lord or he is not. Read John 7:24. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45:5 through 10 that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSradio.com.
You know what, folks? Some people just went online and said, are you open up for any topic? Of course. Go ahead and give it a shake. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
Folks, we're just talking in generalities in the sense of what we're dealing with, but we're always going back to the issues that matter the most because the American people have yet to learn to pick up the axe and lay to the root of the tree rather than to get all confused about the branches on the corrupt tree. No, no, no. Just go to the core. Go to the root of the tree. You know who they are. You know what they're doing, and they don't have a lawful right to do what they're doing. And you know it as much as I do. I'm going to take Stacy from Rochester. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thank you, Bradley, for your show.
Of course.
What I was going to say is that this is such a big country. People forget. And keeping us together and working together is incredibly hard. So all they have to do a little bit of work, and we're divided. And they didn't kill off enough during their C-19 days in order to destroy us, so then they're wrecking our food sources like the previous caller was saying. But meanwhile, the synagogue of Satan is working. They have this thing called BlackRock, like Rothschild, these banking systems.
Yep.
They're trying to get us so hooked on so we can't do anything independently. And meanwhile, that BlackRock is what the Muslims run around in I forget where that is. And the Israelis are kissing this wall with a demonic pentagram flag.
Yeah.
On, or star of Remphrem flag. Yep. Maybe that's what it is.
No, you're right. Yep.
It's ridiculous because we can see it, but we're too big of a country to get together and do something.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you what it is. It's the American pride, and the Lord said he'd break the power of their pride in judgment. That's what he's doing right now. And it's not only their pride, but they also believe within themselves, which is a part of being prideful, they don't believe that it could ever happen here. And the reason they believe, I mean, just go out to the store sometime, Stacy, and talk to the average Joe about what's going on in their country, and it's like they're in their own little private bubble. I mean, they'll acknowledge the truth of what's going on, but when it comes to actually being a part of the answer to those problems, Isaiah 58 verse 12, they want nothing to do with it. And they think that that, because of the very reason, as I stated already, is they don't think it's ever going to happen here. And yet it's happening right now. They're being displaced. They're being dispossessed or dispossessed right now by their enemies incrementally. And this is all by design.
Well, it's absolutely true by design. And look at the January 6th people were unconstitutionally stripped of their rights for so long, and nobody lifted a finger to help them.
Yep, yep. Yep.
And we need to not allow that kind of thing to get, you know, I think about standing up all the time and marching, but I feel like I'd get there and I'd be the one stuck in the gulag because nobody else is going to go with me.
Oh no, they'll go with you until they feel the fire that you're bringing. I live this. Everybody's on your side until it affects them, and it affects them in any sense of the word, and they feel just a little fire. They'll spin out because the enemy's always looking for the weakest one. You know, one of those things that I continuously say on the radio, Stacy, is those that bring the fire must endure the flame. Well, they're not tried and true. They just want to go ahead and they're like pliable on John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. They're all with you until the trials and the testings come. And what you're going to find is the ones that you thought were going to be there were the first ones gone when they had the opportunity when being tested for the purposes of God. So I totally get it. But you know what? Welcome to the club, because really it's like any eagle, Stacey. You're going to find that eagle on top of the branch at the highest peak of the tree. He's always going to be there by himself. And that's what eagles do. They look from a different perspective and they see where they have to go. And because of their allegiance and that the Lord has their heart, they go anywhere, even if they have to go by themselves. Read Hebrews 11:33 when you get a moment.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate you, kiddo. I really do. We got Monk calling in from Denver. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, thanks, Bradley. I just wanted to say a couple of things. One nation under God was added in 1954, and I don't know if that was because of World War II and Operation Paperclip and a bunch of other mishaps, but mainly it was to restrain the sin and corruption of our own politicians, and maybe it would trickle down to the culture, but that's lost. And what people are saying about Trump, what he's doing now and how wrong he is, that harkens back to the 1820s and the Civil War. The people called the Copperheads of Ohio, and they were held up for treason, I believe. I don't have all of the facts about who the Copperheads. Well, I know who they were. They were talking peace. They were trying to talk peace, but they got a little bit too corrupt also, and I know they went to trial.
Okay. I mean, there's a couple things I'd like to add to that, Monk. I just got back from Yorktown, Williamsburg, and I also got back from Jamestown. I could also bring you over to the Plymouth Rock, where they have something called the Matrix of Liberty. It's called the Monument to Our Forefathers. It's all scripture, and it's an octagonal shape statue with five different parts on it, and it's all directly extracted from the Word of God. And you know what people like to do, and I've been on the radio for I don't know how many years, 25 years now, and again I'm guessing there a little, give a little, take a little, but people will say, well, Bradley, what about the Treaty of Tripoli? And it's like, well, that's not a repudiation of the fact that we're a Christian nation, because when you go to the places and the monuments and you see what our forefathers established, let me just take you to Williamsburg really quick, Williamsburg. Virginia, just ask any reenactment actor. They don't have to be Christians, but they're going to share real history with you, and they're going to tell you the first thing that the forefathers did was establish something called canonical law, and that is God's moral law, and it's premised on common law, which we are established on in this country. So nobody's going to get away from the fact that we're a Christian nation due to the fact that when you see people, said representatives, that swear with their hand on the what? To uphold God's what? So help me God. It's a Christian Bible, and they know exactly the laws that they're establishing. And so how people have separated who we are from what the revisionists want us to believe, it bewilders me to no end. It really does. There is no question that we are a Christian nation. Monk, I got 3 minutes left. I got one more call. Jeff, Tennessee, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, brother. You know, they talk about them going to that Wailing Wall.
Yeah.
Do their sexual gyrations and kiss on it.
Yeah. It's weird. I've been there. Yeah. I've been there. Yep.
It's not a part of the temple. The temple is 5 miles west and north of that wall. That wall is actually built by Roman soldiers during the occupation. It has nothing to do with the temple.
Yeah.
Jesus said that temple would be destroyed. Not one stone would be left standing upon the other.
Yeah, yeah. You know, to me, Jeff, and you know me, I've known you for 10 years now, maybe a little bit more, give or take. You know, I really, honestly, I've been there. I have the hat. I have the T-shirt. I was there back in 1992. I really don't care about what the devil's doing. I care about what the Lord's doing. And if the Christians would get busy doing what they claim to believe, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a convincing testimony in this world, but not until then. And we, you know, one of the things that we do here on the show is we highlight what needs to be dealt with, but the American people haven't understood that it's their responsibility to right the wrongs, and therein is my objective. I mean, if you want to go to what I just shared with Stacy, Hebrews 11:33, what is that? Someone posted the other day and it was fantastic. That's justice established by faith. And people don't understand that that is our part to play. Not only is justice established through faith, but it's also ours to build, not to stand back and just complain about what we see being torn down, or to sit back and complain about how we're being invaded right now by the current administration. We've just seen what happened with Zoran Mamdani. He was claiming to be a Muslim. Once he won office, the media, like I said, gave him everything he needed to get there, Jeff. Once he got there, just instantaneously, he turned on the American people, and he showed you he's working for the exact same people that Donald Trump is, the Zionists. And what are they doing? They're going to try to do their best in New York City, in particular, making my point. They're going to make sure that they can scrub anti-Semitism out of New York. This is from a Muslim. So Americans, this is how you've been brainwashed. This is how you've been dummied down. Jeff, I got about 30 seconds. I'm going to give it to you. It's all yours, my friend. You get the last word.
Well, brother, you're right. They're doing everywhere in the world to make it seem like if you speak out against the synagogue of Satan, that you are anti-Jewish and you're racist, and it's typical.
Yeah,
they do it every time.
Yep,
and it's just, we just got to stand up and say no.
Yeah, do your worst.
We're not dealing with it. We're not standing with it. We are going to stand on the Word of God. what this is, what the Word of God says, like it or not, this is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the other than what.
Amen. Thank you, Jeff. Totally appreciate it. Thanks for all the calls today, guys. We'll talk to you in 23. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, folks. Don't forget the ministry during Thanksgiving and Christmas. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to Son or Daughter of Liberty. Talk to you in 23. See ya.